As the Trump administration considers tightening the rules over which immigrants and refugees can be in the country, one local church is preparing itself to serve as a sanctuary if needed. WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped by one local church in New Berlin. Its members say they can transform the building on a moment's notice.
Emmanuel Rios takes me from room to room in the church basement. Right now, they're set up as meeting rooms with tables and chairs, but Rios says church members could quickly convert the rooms into living quarters if the Trump administration orders federal officers to round up large numbers of people who are in the country illegally. Rios anticipates some would bring small children who would need a place to sleep and play.
It is the nursery, just in case we need, any kind of people. We plan in maybe put one bed in here if it's necessary, just in case the people have their kids.
Rios is pastor at Casa de Restauración Church. He says the basement rooms could sleep about 40 people, and there's also a kitchen where guests could prepare meals. Nothing is in place yet, but Rios says the church is coordinating with community members so it could quickly provide beds, food, and clothing. He says it's the church's mission to help people.
We are making a sanctuary church right now because everybody knows this, the immigration situation right now. So, and we want to provide in that because we are a Christian church and because it's our responsibility to care people in that spot.
Rios says he's aware that federal authorities could raid the place, but he's grown used to the idea.
Our church is like 98% of immigrants. We are at risk all the time. Just in the spot, they come every week, every week to different kind of service we have.
Rios says the parishioners who are in the country without authorization put themselves at risk of arrest and deportation every time they attend church services. One member of the parish is Maria Flores. She says she hopes to bring her relatives from Mexico to the sanctuary.
We love the people. I love my family. I can stay with my family. We fight every day for this, okay?
Flores says she hopes other churches follow suit by offering to provide sanctuary. The pastor's wife, Teresita Reyes, says while the parish wants to follow the rules, it's committed to doing the right thing for fellow human beings. Reyes spoke through a translator.
We agree and we respect the law.
Pero entendemos.
But we understand.
Que tenemos un trabajo como iglesia.
That we have a job to do as a church.
Que es amar.
That is love.
Y hacer lo que Jesús haría por nosotros.
And do what Jesus do for everyone in this earth.
Dar una cobertura.
Just love, cover them, support them.
Reyes says the church's hands are tied when it comes to people who have violent criminal records, and there's no guarantee they'll be able to stay at the sanctuary. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.